Episode number 317, Camaros at SEMA 2011.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And this week it's all Vegas, baby.
Yeah, almost anyway.
Almost.
We're a month away.
A month away from SEMA 2011. Can't wait.
Can't wait either. Yeah, this is something we do every year. We go to SEMA, we see all the cool stuff, and, you know, what, 3 years ago, it was just...
3-4 years ago?
There was just, like, the Camaro.
Yeah.
A Camaro there. Or, no, it's 2 or 3 in different colors or something like that.
Yeah.
Then the second year, there was a handful more, and then last year, they
Holy
were
cow.
Everywhere. And when we went... Like 3 years ago, it was like Challengers and Mustangs were on display. Now,
right, because Camaro's the Camaro
everywhere.
Wasn't in production.
Right,
yet.
Right. But man, they're everywhere. So we're really excited about what's happening in this year's SEMA. Because amongst the cars you see in the manufacturer booths and everything, you know, Chevrolet has a large, well, is expected to have, that's what we're going to talk about, what they expect, a large
showing
on display.
Their cool stuff.
I mean, they had, you know, last year. What did they have on display?
Let's see. They had the SSX car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had the new Synergy Series car. They had the XM car.
Yep.
What else did they have?
I'm
trying to remember.
Because they had a
was
bunch.
Was the Dale Earnhardt car last year?
I think that was the year before.
Okay.
Yeah, in the year before, then they had the Dusk in the black.
Dusk.
And the Dale Earnhardt car.
Yeah.
And,
The Sunoco car.
The Sunoco car, right.
Right.
The and then before that, they really didn't have much because it wasn't in production. Right?
They showed
production cars.
Production cars. God. It's going back here a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Man.
Well, what's important here is what they might have this year.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure that out. We're trying to, you know, imagine what could they possibly bring.
And there's been some speculation this week, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Chris, you got any ideas on you know...
What might be there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you follow the history of the last couple SEMA shows, a new Synergy Series car will be unveiled there.
How can they improve on that?
Right, because last year they said that this should be an annual thing, a Synergy Series car. So first we had the Synergy Green car, and then last year we had... God, what was it? It was white with black interior. Had the bigger wheels for the Synergy Series car.
Oh yeah. In the gray and the burgundy.
Yes,
with the ground effects and yeah, good looking cars too. I really like what they did.
So what could they do this year? How about another wild color for a Synergy Series car?
Pilcher purple.
There you go.
Yeah, so only some people know what I'm talking about on that one.
I mean, when we first saw the Synergy Series car, the green one in person, we were like, oof. I don't know, man. I don't know, but let me tell you, that it really grows on you. Probably still a car I wouldn't own, but I love seeing them on the road. I mean, you can pick them out a mile away.
Oh, yeah, and I see them every now and then in my daily drive back and forth to work.
Yeah.
Even my father-in-law said, wow, that's a hell of a color. That really, really jumps out at you.
It's bold.
And he hates everything. He hates everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a ZL1, you know, there.
Yeah.
But... I wonder if they're not going to take something, you know, they had the Camaro, and then they had the Dusk, and, you know, the one-off concept of, you know, show car. I wonder if they're not going to have a one-off concept ZL1 type of thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Put a Z28 badge on it?
You know who would be a good one to ask about this?
Who's that?
I don't even know anymore, because they won't talk about it. They don't even know what, even when we bring it up, they're like, I don't know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's Z28? So. We'll see about that. But how's about, well, what's been in the news?
Yeah. Our good friends over at LSX TV and Autoblog here put out this article this week that says the Chevy Camaro to get a Ford Mustang Cobra Jet competitor. to be unveiled at SEMA. So I think this is all pure speculation on their part, but it does pose some interesting questions. Mm-hmm. What if GM were to counter the Ford Mustang Cobra Jet with a drag car? A Camaro drag car.
The first thing I can say, and I think everybody will agree, I'm not alone on this, is it's about time. A lot of people would put it harsher and say, late to the party as usual.
Yeah.
But being late doesn't always mean being the worst.
Right.
They know what the numbers, where the numbers lie on this Cobra Jet, and all they got to do is raise the bar.
Right.
And it, history shows in the past 3 years of the new Camaro being out, they can do that.
Yeah. So what would you like to see in a drag car? How about an LS7 or an LS9?
Everybody's stuck on LS7, yeah. And I'm not quite sure why. Why?
I don't know.
Just because
it puts on a lot of horsepower.
Well, so does an LSX454.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then people say, oh, it's heavy in the front. Well, that's when all the big boys run.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. What would it be?
Probably less weight.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be gutted. Yeah. I mean, that's what the Challenger Drag Pack and the Mustang Cobra Jet
are gutted.
Oh, they're gutted all right.
Yeah.
They're not even street legal. They don't even have a VIN.
Oh.
You cannot register them.
Okay.
You know, you can own it, but you can't register it for public roads.
Some big old tires on the back, some jacked
big
way
old
up.
Meats. Wheelie bars and a parachute. And
remember in high school, you'd always have this person in the Chevelle or something. Their car would have like air shocks on the back and it would be jacked way up in the front and have small
in
little skinny tires.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was in where I went to school, it was a Cutlass.
Cutlass?
With a wood 2x4 or 2x6 for bumper.
It was always the Chevelles or the Novas.
Yeah, I got my Nova running.
Yeah, the Novas were huge.
Nova.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
I think it's good. I think it gets the Camaro name out there. I think it's Chevrolet back in the game for the grassroots weekend racer that's not driving their street car, that's serious about racing.
All I can say is I'm looking forward to going to Vegas for SEMA 2011 and seeing all the cool Camaros there.
Yeah, and we'll be covering on the front page of CamaroZ28.com. We typically set up a dedicated forum or something along those lines, so when we snap photos, it automatically gets uploaded, and so all you have to do is subscribe to it and get the updates.
Yep. And bang.
Bang, you got it.
You
punk.
Got it, yeah.
Maybe we'll even do some podcast interviews or something. I don't know. We kind of do free-flowing in SEMA. You know, we just kind of, you know, roam around, see what's cool, talk to who we can, and enjoy our vacation.
It's always action-packed.
Here's the thing. Every year, we get people together for a meet and greet, and this year is absolutely no exception. We are assembling a Camaro enthusiast meet and greet.
Yep. Just like we have been.
Mm-hmm. And it's for open to anybody who wants to show up. There's, you know, just a kind of like a casual come as you are, leave when you have to.
Buy your own drinks.
Mm-hmm. Or and buy some for Chris and I, you know. But just a good time, a small little party just for us Camaro folk.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's going to be Thursday night, 8 p.m., in the same place it was last year,
yep.
Which is the Luxor.
In the Luxor Hotel.
In the Luxor Hotel.
You can't miss it. As soon as you come in the front door is the Luxor, if that's the way you're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Aurora Bar.
Aurora.
Yeah.
Aurora Bar.
And it's pretty casual.
Very casual. Laid yep. back. Very mellow. We don't want anything uptight, and you have to add, you know, it, the whole point is to unwind, because after walking around the SEMA show all day long or all week long,
yeah.
you're buried.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea is just to get people to relax, chill, have a drink, and have great conversation.
Yep.
We expect to have some special guests there, as always, so don't miss out, and this is your invite right now. Just be there. 8 o'clock Thursday night, Aurora Bar, Luxor. That's it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I might have some goodies to give away.
Do you know what date that is? Is that the 4th or the 3rd?
I don't have a calendar in front of me, and I don't know where to find it on the stupid Mac. I know if I click the clock, it doesn't do anything.
I'm going to check here. Hold on.
Oh, on your other Mac device?
Yeah, my other Mac device.
Speaking of which, while you're looking that up, iPhone 5. Oh, I'm excited about that.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, that'll be November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Yep.
Remember last year we were there on Election Day?
Was it? That wasn't last year. It was two years ago.
No, that, yeah, it was
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, oh. well, let's go
like
gamble.
Every time, it seems like every time we're in the bar there, though, there's always like the World Series going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, in November. I don't know.
Maybe the Tigers will be playing.
Yeah. We can only hope.
It's amazing what the Tigers and the Lions have done. The Red Wings are always going to kick ass, so we don't have to worry about
football.
That. Yeah. You know what? I work in Detroit, so. Anyway. So tell, you know, bring a friend, tell a friend, whatever. All those who applied to be on our media team for SEMA, don't worry. We're doing our best to get you set up on that. So, you know, I think we might have room for a couple more people if you want to.
Okay.
If you're going to be in SEMA and you want to be on our media team, we'd appreciate it. And so on and so forth. We're just excited.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
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 All right. Let's move on.
I'm going to lose so much money.
So, like, the past 4 weeks, we've been talking about the ZL1 car.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's been dominating the news.
Well,
you know, there's been bits and pieces and more videos and information being, you know, released by Chevrolet and stuff like that. Well,
yeah.
This week, we had one of our members on the site.
Long time member. Ted Krieger.
Yeah. Bang, bang, Ted. Bang, bang. That's how I usually see his name because it's two
exclamation
points. Yeah, Ted posted on our Facebook wall. He took some pictures of a yellow ZL1 at a conference in Toronto.
Yeah, that was very cool.
For the dealers. And Ted, we have to thank you so much for posting these.
Yeah, we didn't know it was you at first.
No, we didn't. And Ted Firebird? I had no idea that was you.
Interesting choice of names. I'm going to change mine to Jason Camaro.
There you go.
Ted actually was well known long ago for whipping up some really interesting Camaro concept like sketches.
Yeah.
And they were surprisingly, you know, semi-accurate.
Yeah.
You know, and this was just a figment of Ted's imagination. So imagination is what he's got. I should see if I can find those old threads because they were pretty neat. I know I've got
like in the future vehicles, like the automotive and future
vehicles. Yeah, because
section?
We didn't even have a Camaro forum or 2010, 2011, 2012 Camaro forum because we didn't have any idea that it was actually going to happen.
Right. So we took his photos and we put them on the front page of the site and linked to them.
Yep.
And pretty neat.
It's different grill on it too.
Yeah. For the ZL1. So
it looks good in yellow.
Yeah.
Just like Synergy Green, I wouldn't own it, but it sure is nice to look at.
Yeah. So thanks again, Ted.
Yeah,
we
thank
appreciate
you
it
very much. Speaking of ZL1s, I think I'm going to get one.
You are, huh?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Ever since those last two videos came out,
really
the Chevrolet release,
huh?
Yeah.
So you don't mind going down in power?
No.
No.
No, because I think I'll enjoy it just as much.
But you'll have a warranty.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't really have a worry about that because...
Ah, but you'll have heads-up display.
That's true.
That yes,
true.
Indeed.
So, I guess I'm officially announcing that I am putting my Camaro up for sale.
Wow.
My magna-charged, Borland, Pettered, SEMA show car, Camaro Superfest award-winning show car, less than 6,000 miles and 600 horsepower.
If you want this car, email Jason at CamaroZ28.com. Mm,
this is I haven't actually formally said that it's for sale until just now.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of details.
You don't have that many miles on your car either. You have more than me.
Less than 6,000.
Yeah.
And not a single one was on a track and not a single burnout was done.
Yeah.
Not even one. And not intentionally.
I just hit 5,300 miles on my car this week.
I think I had like 56 or something like that. But this handles and accelerates like no other Camaro out there as far as I'm concerned, just because of the perfect combination of an LS9 camshaft and the Magna Charger and the Borla headers. And that tap shift is a good old time.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody kid you. Custom paint, custom this, custom that, custom the other thing. Shoot. The suspension was installed.
Shift. You said shift.
Shifting is fun. Shifting is very fun. And it shoots out of a gun like a bullet or whatever. And, you know, it has one of two prototype cradle bushes on it installed by Pete Basica from Petters himself and aligned by Pete. Blah, 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 on and on and on. There's so much to go. So if you're interested, I'm willing to make a decent deal. I'm not going to give it away, but definitely a decent deal for the right buyer. Enough of that.
Yep.
Enough of that.
Cool.
Oh, big announcement.
Big
announcement for me. Now, for a very limited time and only while supplies last, to celebrate the Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 4 on the way, I'm blowing out
my ears.
Sorry, dude. The Series 3 cars, 50% off, including Green Machines. I only have a few of those left.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So head over to CZ28store.com. And just click through to where the diecast cars are, and you'll see the prices marked as shown.
Wow.
Limited time, just a few days.
Yeah, well, you don't have that many left, so.
Yeah, well, limited time / limited supplies, because I need to make some room for the new ones coming in.
Okay.
And speaking of which, I got some interesting tidbits on the first-gen car that I'm working on.
Yeah?
Less than 500 will be made.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. This is extremely limited.
Ooh.
Extremely detailed. So the best way to follow it is head over to Facebook, facebook.com/CZ28DieCast.
Nice.
Subscribe and like and all that crap, and you'll get the news first. Bam. All right, let's go.
Voicemails.
Voicemails, let's do it.
So, my name is Jason. This is a response to whether or not the ZRL1 should have the automatic or if it should just be strictly manual. I don't understand why anyone cares. If you want the automatic, get the automatic. If you don't, you don't have to get it. Who cares? Why do people care what someone is paying 50-plus for their Camaro has in their car? I don't know. I don't understand. Paying 50K-plus what the car is going to cost, you should be able to get it in what you, the way you want to get it. That's just my opinion. Who cares if someone wants an automatic in their car? If you don't want it, that's okay. You can get the manual. Stop pitching. All right, thanks. Love the podcast, and hope the content. Bye.
Exactly.
Love it.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, Chris, do you like Jägermeister?
Oh.
What's wrong with you? How can you not like Jägermeister? Why would you drink anything but Jägermeister?
Because I drank a fifth of it one time and I threw up all over the place.
That's just stupid. That's just stupid. You should like Jägermeister because I like Jägermeister. And anybody who drinks anything should drink Jägermeister because that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Jägermeister is the best. And only people who drink should get Jägermeister. Otherwise, it's like an embarrassment to drinking.
Just to let everybody know, this podcast is not sponsored by Jägermeister.
I do like Jägermeister. Mix that stuff up with Red Bull. Chris, do you like Red Bull?
Oh, I love
hate Red Bull. How can you like Red Bull?
Well, it's like the fundamental difference between anybody between an automatic and a manual transmission car, no matter what car it's in.
I just don't understand.
Get what you want to get.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. If somebody wants to buy me a manual, then go ahead. If you want me to have a manual that bad, buy me one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that much better.
There you go.
The nice part is that you won't hear anybody saying, well, I was going to buy a ZL1, but since it doesn't come in automatic, I can't buy it. I don't know how to drive a stick, or I don't want to drive a stick.
Yeah.
But you'll never hear anybody say, unless they're stupid, I was going to buy a ZL1, but now that it comes in both manual and automatic, I'm not going to do it now because I'm completely stupid.
This is asinine.
As you can tell, we love our voicemails, and that was a decent one, and we can't help but agree. Sorry, yeah. But we really do. And if you know you got an opinion on the subject or anything else Camaro-related, we'd like to hear from you, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay.
Got another one?
Yep. Here's our last one.
Nice.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Chris. It's Linda Lou. Just calling to let you know we just picked up a 45th anniversary convertible and we are driving back to Long Island from Tom Henry in Pennsylvania. The car is beautiful. The car's great. And talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Oh, yelling high. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, congratulations, you guys. I remember talking to them when we were in the Oshawa event, and they were saying they were going to get a 45th car.
Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they did.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
Nice.
Man, another nice car to add to your stable of Camaros.
That's right. These are the folks that own Camaro Crazy.
Yeah.
Great people. 50% off everything by mentioning this podcast. We do that every time.
Yeah.
No, but they are great, great people, great Camaro enthusiasts, and I got to think that they put out incredible work. I mean, just based on what I've seen. So, did it sound like it was raining?
I
heard something
in
the background there.
Maybe they were using the Bluetooth feature in their 45th car while they were driving back from Tom Henry.
Well, then it should have been crystal clear.
Really? Maybe not in the voicemail.
Yeah, from Tom Henry. I bought my Camaro from Tom Henry. Yeah. Tom's a good dude to deal with.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Cool.
Well, congratulations, you guys, and keep up the great work. So what's next on the old docket here?
Well, we've got an app message here that I got this week, and it's actually the first app message that we got through our Android app that we released a couple weeks ago and updated because it now adds the messaging capabilities. And so I wanted to talk about this here a little bit. They included a picture. So the message says, hey guys, here's an original ZL1 Copo Camaro from the pure stock drag races this year. It was running 11.7s all day long. It was unreal seeing this car run on the track. And then they included a picture.
Wow.
How would you like to have that?
Barely made it through. Looks like it got chopped off. But Chris, can you actually put this picture in the thread?
I can try. Yeah.
Just attach it, because this is worth seeing. It's a white original 69 ZL1.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It looks incredible.
Wow.
Just incredible.
11.7s all day.
And they're running at the drag. We're talking a car that cost as much as more than what my house is worth.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well more.
Wow, isn't that cool?
Especially, maybe I could get two houses for that money the way things are now. Anyway, I'll go on a political rant. Very cool. So now we've got our app that works on Android and iPhone.
Yep.
And you and I were talking earlier, Chris, and you threw out an astounding number at me. How many times has the iPhone app been downloaded?
We just hit 10,000.
Oh, my gosh. So we got 10,000 people with the iPhone app on their iPhone.
That are listening to our podcast. So, and that's just through the app.
Yeah.
So never mind all you people out there listening, thank you very much. And, 10,000.
Never mind the fact that you can go to the website at any time and listen to any
of
them.
On the front page.
Yep. Click a button and listen. Bam. Done.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for whoever sent that in.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We got to give some other thanks, too. Dude on the board.
Yeah.
Made a really cool contest.
Dude.
What's his name?
How do you pronounce his name?
Da Lynch Mob.
Da Lynch Mob, yeah.
Da Lynch Mob.
I was trying to... Is that Da Dylan Lynch?
No,
it's Da Lynch Mob. From Groves, Texas.
Da Lynch Mob. Mudbone.
Yeah, he actually emailed us before he posted this just to make sure it was cool.
And yeah.
Yeah, it was. This is nice.
I think so.
This is pretty cool. He says, okay, I figure I would do... It would be fun if I checked with Camaro Z28 staff already, which he did. I'm dropping off my car on the 14th of October to have the following installed. LE2 heads with a Beehive Springs, LE ported intake, 232, 240 comp cam, Holley 58mm throttle body, 36-pound injectors, and a 25% BBK underdrive pulley. The rest of the mods are in my SIG. The closest guess to what my rear wheel horsepower will make after the install wins my stock intake, including shipping for free. I know it's not the greatest prize, but I'm just trying to give back a little.
That is so awesome. And he didn't even have to email us. If he wants to give something away, by all means. In fact, I've even kicked around the idea of adding a forum called Contests and Giveaways, where people can do stuff like this. Yeah. I've been to other forums, not automotive, that they do this. When somebody has something spare, they'll say, you know, I'm going to give this away. I'll let it run for a week. Your post is your entry, and I'll use random.org to pick a random number and give it away, postage paid.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got a lot of stuff I'd like to give away, and we give away a lot here on the podcast as well. Yeah. So, you know, since it's coincidental that I'm throwing that out there, what do you guys think of a forum kind of like by the for sale section just for freebies and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty good. You know, there's nobody can get cheated out of anything except for their time.
Right.
Because, we'd have a rule that no financial obligations whatsoever, right, including shipping. If it's free, it's free from start to finish.
It.
Yeah. I got tons of stuff I'd love to give away, and I've seen some cool contests run too.
Yep.
So there we go. There's a great example of one that could be in there. And Da Lynch Mob. Does he give his name anywhere or anything?
No.
Billy. We're going to call him Billy.
Billy.
Billy Da Lynch Mob. That actually sounds real.
Yeah. So
very generous of you.
This is posted in the LT1 Engine Tech forum, and I'm going to go ahead and link this up in the show notes. So those of you who are interested in taking a guess at the real wheel horsepower, then
you could win a free LT1 intake.
There's some entries already, man.
What happens if it's 500 and somebody guesses 499 and somebody else guesses 501?
Yeah.
Should it be the closest to going over?
It's probably the first person to post.
I hope nobody gets all angry about that. I mean, it's a free deal, so...
Okay.
That's an inherent problem. Yeah. How much time we got left? How are we
just
doing?
A couple minutes? Yeah.
Figured out what color you're going to get in your ZL1?
Oh, of course. It's going to be black.
Jesus, you're just a glutton for punishment.
Love black.
Yeah, I do too. They look great, but I'm not going to get black.
Yeah.
Do we know if it's going to be available in all colors or not?
I think standard colors.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I think that's what it's been said all along. I don't know if there's going to be any special colors. It hasn't been announced that there will be a special color, but
you know,
just
would be a good one
color
to ask about this.
Oh, who's that?
Fitz.
Oh, and good old Fitzy.
Coincidentally, I expect to be having lunch with him soon.
Oh, good. And we'll probably see him at SEMA too.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna grill him, but good. Ooh. Be ready, Fitz. Get ready, dude.
Yeah, and, you know, see if you can get me a hat.
For what?
A ZL1 hat.
Oh, yeah. I don't even wear hats anymore, but
I know, neither I'll do start. I, but I have a collection.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cool. Interesting thing to collect.
Yeah.
Why don't you collect Camaro underwear?
Because there is none.
Well, somebody out there should make some.
No.
Actually, we do. We make some, but, you know.
Click this.
Click this. I haven't figured out the color. I think I figured out the color I got, but I don't know what's going to be available. I mean, I'm not going to get black. I'm not going to get white. I'm not going to get red. I'm not going to get blue.
It only leaves a couple there left.
Well, cyber gray is gone.
Yellow.
No, I'm not going to get yellow.
Synergy green.
They don't make that anymore.
I know.
So that pretty much leaves silver.
And they're not doing the one that, what's his face, bought.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
The Galaxy Black?
No.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, it's...
The sparkly...
Yeah, the sparkly black.
Bowling ball black. I don't know. I got a good body shop. I can just buy black and have them shoot that over the top of it.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
And that'll really piss off Mr. Hendricks because he won't have the only one anymore. Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's going to have to be silver then.
Yeah.
There's allegedly Mr. Settlemyer, the F-Bot father, says that they're going to have a replacement for Cyber Gray, but I hope I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to be silver. I don't know. We'll see. But the more I think about it, the more excited I am.
Yeah. Won't be the Phantom SS anymore.
I know.
The Phantom ZL1 or the
Can't fit that on a plate.
Phantom 1.
Phantom 1. No, I think I'm going to drop the whole thing. Actually, my license plate on my Jeep says Silver Coffin.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just transfer it over.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Blah, blah. I don't know. I get excited thinking about it, though. But I do get a little heartbroken just even thinking about selling my Camaro, you know, going from one to the other.
Anytime you have to
sell a car. Just for all the work I put into that thing. I mean, I didn't even want to think about how much money I put into it. I added it up one day, and I got really depressed for a while. It's a hell of a car, but I just want to try something different again. Just, you know,
yeah.
Just do something different. That's what it's all about, having fun. So I guess I'm going to have to leave it at that.
Yep.
We got to get out here and enjoy what's left of our day.
Yeah. Next week?
Next week. We'll probably talk about more SEMA stuff.
And car storage tips?
Car storage tips. We should try that. Yep.
It's that time of the year again for us people here in the North and the East Coast. It's getting towards the time when we start putting our cars away. So stay tuned next week.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody for calling in, leaving voicemails, messages, app messages, and all that junk.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.